Any response from Ryan?
Someone text him.
I don't have his number.
No, me neither.
I actually do, so...
Okay, give me his number. I'll call him.
Okay,
This is going to be utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ringing.
Put it on speakerphone.
I can't do that.
Hello?
Yo, Goose. This is Hugo. Hey, dude. I'm just calling you to say that you need to go to your computer because the podcast is starting in like a couple of seconds.
Yeah, hey, okay. I'm actually visiting my grandmother right now.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
How long will you be gone?
I don't know. If I leave now, I'll be home in like 5 minutes.
I'll talk to you in 5 minutes then. Later.
I can't believe he abandoned his grandmother to do a podcast.
The DKN Comet Show.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the DKN Comet Show. I'm Comet.
And I'm DK.
And today we have with us Hugo.
Hello, everyone.
MG.
Hello, everyone.
Dirk.
Hello, my fellow homosexuals.
And Goose.
Happy Canada Day, everyone. And it is actually Pride Week in Toronto this upcoming weekend, so I'm sure Dirk will be in Toronto.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Anyway, starting off the show, we're going to do a quick recap of the past few matches that have taken place between the last podcast and today, and we're just going to quickly go over three matches which were total blowouts, and that was the Super Odin Greg K matchup, where Glenn won that 36-13. We also had the Wall Cliff Hampton matchup. Of course, we had the possible Hampton upset. But Wall ended up taking that match 54-10. And
no.
Oh, God.
And we also had the DK Speedrun Trainer matchup, which DK won 44-13. And you 44 people who voted for DK, get ready to be blocked, burned, banned, life ruined, all that good stuff. So now we're going to look at a more interesting matchup. That was Wheat versus Jimmy Bauer, in which we had Wheat actually winning a match, 34-20. Jimmy actually won Europe, and he actually won Ancient as well, which is kind of weird, but Wheat easily won everywhere else, including GoldenEye. You guys think about that one.
Yeah, I think the GoldenEye win for Wheat can be explained by the Virginia overlap that he has there, but what kind of surprised me was the fact that he lost Europe, because there's just so much Europe and chat overlap, so that was sort of surprising. But I mean, when you look at the fact that he dominated chat 22-9, it's really no surprise that Wheat managed to win this one with that kind of chat support.
I think this was pretty expected result, actually. Jimmy, although he's a good GoldenEye player, all he posts pretty much, as far as I can tell, are world records, and in world record discussion, good job on the recent world records, guys, or something similar to that. So, I mean, you know, apart from people who are actually playing the games, I mean, a lot of people probably don't even know who Jimmy is.
Like me.
I think the first part of the day pretty much sums it up quite nicely.
Was that one mine? It says, going to base this vote off self-awareness?
Yeah.
Okay, that was my vote, yeah. And I agree, it does sum it up. I'd say Jimmy won Europe because Europe typically doesn't like, you know, the boring poker, preds, American-type conversation, while Europeans do tend to respect the video games a bit more, so I think that explains that. Nothing really else too interesting in this matchup here.
All right, so moving on, we look at the final match we're going to review, and that was Jimbo against Mathis, which we had Jimbo winning that match 40-22. It's also noteworthy that the line was set at 65%, and that gave Jimbo 64.5%. So that was the perfect line. But I don't think this is a surprise to anyone. I mean, Math Ice has always been a pretty good contest for us, but recently he's been dropping out because he just hasn't been around. And Jimbo has pretty much been doing the opposite. He started out, he was nothing in these contests, but in recent years he's been gaining a lot of popularity, and especially with the chat room, and he was always a good GoldenEye player, and with all the Virginia meets behind him, he gets a lot of the North American vote. Mathis did win the Europe vote, and he did well in the old school, but outside that, I think this went about as expected.
Maybe it's interesting to add to that like 11.4% of everyone predicted Jimbo to win it all, actually.
The entire contest?
Yeah.
I predicted him to go to the final, or actually I predicted him to win, so yeah. I stand by that, especially after that performance against Math Ice. You know, he beat MGay 94-0, and he's just a really strong player.
I remember that. That was awful.
Yeah. MGay went on to rage quit from the Elite for about 2 years.
Closer to three.
I cried the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
I've been at the Elite for 5 years. I don't know a thing about Math Ice. But, you know, he's usually the favorite in every match. So Jimbo, you know, 64% against Math Ice is more like 90% against anyone else. So I think Jimbo did really well. And he's a threat for the rest of the contest.
Well, I'd hate to go up against him in the second round.
I think anyone who has seen that naked picture of Jimbo can't help but vote for such a sexy guy.
God. Although I think it was said in chat yesterday, I think QB actually said it, that Jimbo was at the worst picture disadvantage of the entire contest. And that's just because Math Ice, even if you're a straight guy, he's just damn sexy.
All my loves for Jimbo, sorry.
Why didn't that picture become his contest picture then? If it's so sexy, we have to ask Whiff about that next time he's joining us.
Yes, Whiff has some explaining to do.
I think Whiff may have deleted it from his computer to ensure that his mother didn't see it. He was worried about that kind of thing. But yeah, that picture of Jimbo, you know, his crooked penis is just so beautiful to stare at. I think it may have won him a few votes in the homosexual demographic. And I mean, if 10% or whatever of the population of the world is homosexual, then 10% of the leaders are homosexual. So that's a good 6 votes he would have got there. In this match from that pitcher, I think.
Anyway, looking ahead, we have 3 matches remaining in the first round. And the first match is my own match where I go up against Simon Sternus. I don't really want to say anything about that myself. I mean, you know, obviously I'm a chatter and he's a GoldenEye player, so it's another one of those epic matchups. But what do you guys think about this one?
Well, I think that you should probably come out with a win here. I mean, I think Simon's done some of the TAS stuff.
Yeah, his TAS runs pretty sweet.
But I think other than that, I mean, it doesn't seem like he's even all that active compared to a lot of other players, and he does really nothing else. Whereas you've been a mainstay in chat the past few years, you've been doing this podcast, which is certainly getting you some more exposure as well. And I think that'll really help you get the edge here, and you should move on to the next round.
Yeah, Simon is renowned in the GoldenEye forum for complaining a lot about new strategies or policies or whatever. Pretty much any decision Axel or Endgame or anybody makes, Simon thinks it's the wrong decision and complains about that. And I don't think he gets too much respect from those sort of posts. But at the same time, I think it is worth pointing out that Simon has one career untied world record, which is the same amount as Henning Blom and Eddie Lovins. So who knows? Who knows? But I do foresee Comet taking this one quite easily.
Yep, I agree with that. Nothing more to add.
Moving on then is a pretty interesting match and yet another Chad versus GoldenEye matchup. We have PYL going up against Henrik Norgren, and PYL's one of the mainstay chatters at the moment. I think he was at Virginia last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he was.
But at the same time, he doesn't have really a lot of exposure. I don't know if he even posts on the boards at all, and he doesn't play any of the games. While Henrik is a very good GoldenEye player, and he's been around for a number of years now, and he's also come up with he's good coming up with strategies. I know he came up with that train strat, which knocked a lot of time off the total time. And so this could be a pretty interesting matchup. What do you guys think it's going to go?
I think this one is really interesting because, you know, PYL is a big time chatter, but at the same time, he hasn't been extremely active in chat over the past few months or so. He's been sort of invisible, and like you said, he doesn't post on the board all that much. But he does have Virginia behind him. I think he's actually been to two Virginia meets. So I think, again, that area where Virginia sort of overlaps with GoldenEye, I think PYL will be able to steal a couple votes there, whereas Henrik will probably take the remaining GoldenEye votes. So, I mean, I still think PYL will win, but I don't think Henrik will go quietly. I think he'll make a match of it.
I think people underestimate how strong Henrik is. I remember I went up against him last year, and I think he beat me by about 60% margin, and he was a 7 seed. So, and also you've got to remember he's not only a really good player in the normal games, he's also made some fantastic Perfect Dark and GoldenEye TASs as well. They're as good as Simon's, I reckon, in terms of viewing, you know, quality.
Yeah, it's true, but I expect Henrik to win the gamer vote, but one thing PYL does have going for him is that he is one of, I believe, four people to be both in the Elite Summer Contest and the Carter Summer Contest, and he's a big-time Mario Kart 64 guy, so, you know, if eight Carters show up, they're all going to vote for him, right? So that could be the difference in this match.
And I think just with the sheer size of the chat voting block, regardless of who wins, this is definitely going to be a close match. When we look at the final match of the first round, it's a pretty similar match, although I think it's going to be a little more one-sided. We have Henning Blom going up against Brian King, who's also known as PDO. It's another GoldenEye versus chat matchup. PDO is a real old-school Perfect Dark player, and he used to be a pretty big chatter, but lately he's not been around much at all, whereas Henning is currently active in GoldenEye. He's a great player. He's in the top 10.
Is he active? I didn't think so, actually. But
Henning?
Yeah, correct me if I'm mistaken, but I think he's gone quite inactive, right?
I honestly don't know. I don't remember him getting anything good recently.
Yeah,
he's at least been active in the past year, right?
I don't even know. He might have shown up to, like, I honestly don't know. I think he's been too busy taking care of his innocent angel, Emily Blomsey, there.
Well, based on how well she did in the contest, I'm sure he'll get a good deal of that same support.
Well, the Blomsey bracket.
Regardless, though, I think PDO has just been away from the Elite for too long, and I don't think this will be a very close match. I think Henning will take this easily by about 65% margin.
Yeah, I'm actually quite surprised PDO made it in as a 7 seed. I think I've seen him, I mean, he's occasionally in chat, but I haven't seen him in the past month or two.
PDO used to be a pretty big contest for us, and he's just been losing steam the past couple of years. I mean, he lost to Wabs in 2008, and I think he lost to Comet last year, whereas Henning is the exact opposite case, where he's just getting stronger and stronger every year. So this should be a pretty easy win for Henning.
Although I do recall, I did knock PDO out of the contest last year, but I do recall he actually won North America against me, so he does get a good deal of North America support still. But he's probably going to get slaughtered in Europe, and that will probably make the match a blowout.
Yeah, when PDO is in chat, he likes talking about things like NFL, UFC, sleeping with unattractive women, that which a lot of the American chatters enjoy doing those things. So he gets some votes there, but on Henning's side, he hasn't maybe been too strong in the games lately, but he's always posting stuff in the GoldenEye forum. So I foresee a Henning win, the same as 65% sounds reasonable.
That was the last one of the first round. We're also going to take a look at the first four matches of the second round, and we're going to start right away with Ace going up against our very own MG, and both put up pretty solid performances in the first round, although Ace knocked out Dale, and MG knocked out Boson. But I think MG's win was a little more impressive, just because Dale isn't really, she doesn't have a lot of support outside of chat, and even a lot of the chatters, I think, don't even like her anyway.
Yeah, this is like a classic chatter versus gamer matchup. It's going to be really interesting to see who's going to win here.
One thing Ace has going for him is that he's a 15-year-old Pakistani kid, a boy, and a lot of leaders seem to really be attracted by that sort of thing. For instance, Spider Waffle. I think Spider Waffle really loves Ace. He almost wants to marry him. I'm sure if there was a foreign sex trade in Pakistan, Spider Waffle would be over there all the time checking it out. So it's very, very possible that Ace gets all these votes from these American chatters in the elite. But at the same time, MG is just a popular guy in chat. So it'll be interesting to see if the voters vote with their penises or with their senses of humor. Because if it's with the former, then Ace will win. And if it's the latter, then MG will win.
This is absolutely the most ridiculous analysis I've ever.
Yeah, essentially, this is another GoldenEye versus chat matchup. And it comes down to, the people who vote based on skill at the games are going to vote for Ace, and people who vote based on, how much they actually like the person, or if they've talked to them, they're going to probably vote MG. Thing is that Ace, although lately he has been posting a lot more outside of just his world records and his personal records, he's been doing a lot of discussion and whatnot. But,
and you should not forget that Ace is also in chat these days, so that could
he is in chat.
Possible as well. Threat as well.
Yeah, but he doesn't really say much.
Oh, that's true.
Apart from posting YouTube links to his latest world records.
Yeah, and he seems to get like really upset when you didn't more joke him. just so you know, you gotta try this one sometime because it's.
Has anyone ever lemon partied him?
I think lemon party's probably blocked in Pakistan.
Yeah.
So it would just redirect him to some government site saying what he's trying to access has been blocked, something like
possible,
that. So.
Possible lemon party upset.
But yeah, on a more serious note, I think what's going to be crucial for a possible MG upset is how many GoldenEye votes that MG can steal. And obviously he has a good chance of stealing some, just based on that, Virginia GoldenEye overlap. And if MG can get into at least the double digits and beyond in terms of GoldenEye voters, I think he's got a good shot, especially if he can get another dominating chat win. I mean, he beat Boson 31-6 in chat the last match. So if he can put up another performance like that and take some GoldenEye votes as well, I think MG has a really good chance of outright winning this match.
I'd like to mention that I have been playing a bit of GoldenEye recently, some caverns. I haven't really completed anything, but vote MG. If a vote for MG is a vote for GoldenEye mediocrity, I guess.
I like that.
Moving on, the second matchup in round two is going to be Adam Matus going up against Shadow Zero. And Matus, of course, had the huge first round win over Lockwood. And Shadow Zero just barely sneaking one out against Nate. And with the way Shadow Zero performed in the first round, I don't think he's going to stand up against Metas. Because if you look at Nate, really what he has going for him in these contests are, you know, the Virginia meet and the chat crowd. And even right recently, he hasn't really been in chat. And while Metas doesn't really have the chat crowd, he does have the Virginia meet behind him. Plus, he has his GoldenEye background, and he's been here essentially since the beginning of time. So I think Metas should take this one. Won't say necessarily easily, but I think he'll definitely win.
Yeah, I don't see how Shadow Zero is going to win this one. Adam Metas is just drawing votes from too many bugs to not win this one. It's pretty simple, actually.
Yeah, can I just say something about this match? Or just about Metas in general. like, basically, you know, Metas and Wall had the two biggest wins in the first round. They had the most votes for them, okay? And I find that extremely bizarre because they really aren't posting or in chat all that much. Nobody predicted either of them to get even into the final four. Actually, Wall has a few predictions in the final four. No one predicted either of them to get to the final. And I just think it's really weird they're getting 54 votes and being pretty mediocre leaders, you know. I would ask John to look into it, but it'll probably take 7 years before anything happens. So, I don't know, just keep that in mind for the rest of the contest, that there's something really bizarre going on there.
I'd be scared if I were you, DK.
Yeah, well, I actually have Wool defeating me in my bracket predictions, so we'll see what happens there, but that match isn't for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I think Adam is looking surprisingly strong. I mean, I thought personally, I mean, with respect to Adam, I thought that Ryan Lockwood lose by that much in the first round, I thought that was quite disappointing. I mean, given, you know, I mean, he's a regular poster on the boards. So he used to come in chat a lot, although he hasn't recently. And he's also a really, really, really good GoldenEye player. I thought it was a real shame to see him blown out by that much. So, I mean, I guess that shows that Adam's a lot stronger than people even thought in this contest.
I have to disagree with that, because I think the reason that Adam got so many votes was largely due to same fan base factor.
Yeah.
And so it's, you can't really determine his true contest strength from that match alone.
Sure.
That's true, but I think when we mentioned, you know, around that time, is that last year Lockwood lost to Wall, and Lockwood performed better against Wall. And I mean, in general, Wall has performed better than Metas in these contests. Maybe that's changed now with this year, but you know, just comparing the two performances, I think Lockwood definitely gained popularity within the last year, and I think Metas is legit, and he can be a very scary force in this contest.
Yeah, another plus Adam has is that he always posts topless tattooed pictures of him on the boards, and he has them for his summer contest picture, so a lot of the homosexual leaders will vote him. I mean, you know, 54 votes, you know, that could very well be 54 homosexual leaders voting for him there. So that's something to keep in mind, definitely. The second thing to keep in mind is that during the first match, he actually used a picture of me as his contest picture. So maybe some people thought they were voting for me when they actually voted for him. There could have been some confusion there.
Is it just me, or is this turning into the gayest podcast ever?
The main office just called me. This is confirmed the gayest podcast ever.
Anyway, moving on. The third matchup of the second round is going to be Thuradel going up against a Fan of the Rings. And Fanny, of course, squeaked out a win over Taka in the first round, while Third put up a pretty impressive win over Your Eliteness. I think Third is definitely a big favorite going into this match. He's got a lot going for him right now. A big chatter. He posts on the boards. He was the updater and did the proof moderator. And while Fanny posts on the boards probably more than anyone barring Inkos.
No, I post more than either of them.
Okay. Of course, I forgot about you. Did you get your cap removed yet?
I may have.
But anyway, a fan's win in the first round wasn't overly impressive, as Taka has... He's not a strong contest force. So I expect Tyler to win this match pretty big, although Fanny should get his GoldenEye support to help him.
Well, even that said, though, Tyler used to be rankings updater.
Any hosts, first vote, etc., etc., etc. He's just too big of a force, and there's just no possible way that Sean is going to win this. So there won't be a possible Sean upset.
I actually disagree with that, because if you look in 2006, we had MJ versus Math Ice. And now Math Ice was an old eliter, 10 plus years. Sean here is an old eliter, 10 plus years. MJ at the time ran the first vote, ran the summer contest for a week. This year, Tyler is running the summer contest. So, I mean, make as many analogies as you want, but I can see Sean taking this 92-0, just given the history.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah, I think Tyler's just going to fall victim to the dreaded MJ curse.
Okay, looking at the final matchup we're going to discuss today, we have Elu going up against Eddie Lovins. And this is a really interesting matchup. Elu performed really well in last year's contest. He put up a fairly impressive win in the first round against Disco, while Lovins put up about the same numbers against Foul. And I mean, it is Foul, some might say, but Foul is pretty good contest force. Lovins is the higher seed, but you definitely expect this one to go either way. I mean, Elu has... They're both GoldenEye players. Elu has Europe behind him, and Eddie has, of course, North America. He's gone to the Virginia meets, every one of them, I believe. But it might come down to who votes who in the GoldenEye block and who can steal more of the chat support, since neither of them are really big chatters.
Well, Elu comes in quite a lot.
Yeah, he definitely comes in more.
Just rambling about nothing. Nobody understands anything he says anyway. And then people try to make sense out of it, but it's just not possible. And then he leaves, and then people are like, okay, what was that? And that's Elu in chat. It's great.
Well, that's
I love
that's
him.
Part of, yeah, that's part of his appeal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's
sort of nonsensical Banjo-related GoldenEye videos and... all that other stuff that's crazy that he does. I mean, that's, I think, part of why people like him. And that being said, it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out, because, as we all know, Elu was so strong last year, but he sort of... we're not really sure about it this year, I mean, because he only comes in as a 3 seed. If he can beat Lovins, and if he can do it convincingly, I think he can sort of prove that he's still going to be a really strong contest force and that he could potentially make another deep run this year.
So they both draw from Virginia meet, they both draw from GoldenEye, they're both not very big chatters, etc. So there's a lot of same fan base factor going on right here. But doesn't that mean that this could theoretically also turn into a Mattis Lockwood matchup where someone blows out the other one, whatever, with ridiculous numbers?
It's possible, but I think these two are, they will have the same fan base factor in effect, so it might not necessarily be a close match, but this definitely won't be a blowout. These two are different enough that they will draw from the different fan bases. They do have a lot of overlap, but this should be relatively close.
Right.
I see this match as being really the ultimate Europe versus North America match. I mean, on one hand, we have Eddie Lovins, your typical American, university educated, has a girlfriend for many years. He's an actuary now, likes basketball and whatnot. a very, you know, very straightforward American dream type guy. And on the other hand, we have Ilu, you know, European, very liberal, very crazy. He's an artist. You know, I'm just gonna read a part of a post he made last year about Dam 116. He's talking about how, this is in the cash incentives thread, he's talking about how we should offer millions of dollars for him to try Dam 116. Anyways, to quote.
There we go.
I'm such a great guy that I'm willing to try 1 million hours to see if this is possible. If the pot reaches only laughable low $10,000, haha, it will never happen. But I would still play for it. Like, haha, it would be like, haha, like, you know, it's so stupid to even consider going 116, but I could try, haha. Anyway, if you have, like, friends, try to contact them, because we could get the pot up to $1 million, which would still be kind of laughable considering how nuts 116 would be, and if 116 would happen, it would be still worth that money, like times 10 million times it's possible that the paradise would rise on Earth and whole humanity would celebrate and have great sex for like ever and ever. So as you understand now, it's not off $10,000 when it comes down to it.
Oh my god, that's epic. That's epic.
Utter madness.
Almost as epic as his bio.
Yeah, and so, I mean,
You compare that to a guy who sits there doing math problems all day, and clearly Ilu is the more interesting person. We'll see what the voters say.
But also responsible for some of the best GoldenEye videos in existence, like Jungle 54, Dam 117.
Absolutely agreed.
Aztec 450.
That one too.
Oh, that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much done.
Yep. I just wonder how many anti-votes I just got myself.
Well, if I could get anti-voted for not supporting the United States soccer team, then I'm pretty sure you could pick up some anti-votes for all of that. So
that vote of the day was like the most ridiculous vote of the day I've read so far.
Yeah, for the record, I love America, and I was rooting for the USA to win.
Shut up, communist.
Yeah, I think John needs better voting filters on who votes. He lets the weirdest people vote. I don't know what to say. Some people are barely illiterate and have no idea what's going on, and they're allowed to vote, so, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, like, he actually sent voting information to my brother.
What?
That's ridiculous. That's
yeah, ridiculous. He added him to Facebook for the sole purpose of being able to send him voter information.
Nice.
Oh, John.
What did your brother say? It's like, why is this creepy guy with a beard messaging me on Facebook?
Yeah, he's like, that Endgamer guy, he sent me a message on Facebook. He added me as a friend. He's like, I saw him. I didn't know who he was at first.
Does your brother sound unbelievably camp in real life as well?
And he says nothing.
Possible camp upset?
possible gay upset.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today's episode of the show. From all of us here, I'm Comet.
And I'm DK.
And we'll see you all next time.
The DK and Comet Show.
I think that was up there with John's horseshoe, Tom Clancy.
Totally.
Yeah, I think that was up there for funniest elite moment I've been around. And up there with Hugo's Jimbo picture in the friends and relationships topic. I think this is certainly a top 3 moment.